Unit 3. Exercise 39. Listen to the interviews with some young engineers and match the speakers to the statements. There is one extra statement.
Having just graduated last year and then joining the firm immediately, I've already spent 3 months abroad, where I was involved in designing a network to distribute water. The thing about doing a project like that is that you start from scratch to build a huge system and finish it in a short period of time, rather than improving an existing system as you might do over here. We did this by working on a computer model of the distribution network. It was very skilled work, which I learnt a lot from, and it was great working in such a different culture.
Engineering is a problem in my country, and certainly a major reason for the skills shortage in this area. For some reason, engineering is seen as dull and unexciting, when in fact it is at the cutting edge of technology. You won't find such negative attitudes in other European countries or in the US. There, if you say you're studying engineering, people say, wow, because it's seen as one of the big four professions, along with doctors, lawyers, and accountants. I think there is also a greater recognition in these countries that engineers are responsible for most of the new technologies.
I decided to go into engineering because there's technology involved at every step, from producing an aircraft wing to making a particular kind of an automobile. Every day, I feel as though my technical know-how is improving, and that makes for an exciting daily life. One of our graduates has recently gone to Antarctica, where she's been involved in the Antarctic Survey's new facility. There, she helped create a highly sustainable building in one of the most challenging environments in the world.
I've only been in my job for 6 weeks, so it's still very new. But the reason it appealed to me was that it is all about top-end technology. Once I finish this three-month period, I'll be moving to another department. I could be working on test engineering for a different product or in a more applications-based role. It's great to get this wide range of experience because it will help me choose the profession I want to settle in. My advice to anyone wanting to get involved in cutting-edge technology is to work in engineering. You really do wind up at the forefront of it.
At the moment, I'm working as an engineer at a technical consultancy. I'm really impressed by the level of technological work I've been part of since joining the company in January. For example, I'm involved in upgrading the Heathrow Express so that there's a network for data to be available all around the airport. There are so many different communication technologies involved in this that every day is different, and you feel you're shaping tomorrow's world.